KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. A positive COVID-19 case has been reported by Montezuma Cortez Middle School. In a letter to families of 7th graders, Principal Drew Pearson did not specify if a student or staff member was infected. The school plans to continue in-person learning for other grades, while 7th grade students and staff will transition to temporary online learning. The letter says the County Health Department will call anyone believed to have been in classes with the infected person. The case is the first to be reported in the district. A month ago, the Mancos Middle School reported a case, prompting a district-wide switch to online learning for a week due to the proximity of Mancos school buildings to one another. The Montezuma Complete Count Committee is making a final push for an accurate count as 2020 census operations are scheduled to wrap up next week. Former Cortez Mayor Karen Sheik is on the committee. In Colorado, she says each person counted is equal to about $2,300 in federal funds each year. She says that's even more important as communities look for financial support during the pandemic.
So those funds that come in from the feds based on census are going to be more critical than ever for us to get.
Census information is tied to federal funding for senior and veteran services, disaster relief, and other programs. Sheik is encouraging those who have already taken the census to check in on friends and coworkers to do the same. The Bureau reports Montezuma County's self-response rate at just over 63%, close to its last self-response rate a decade ago. This is KSJD News.